We've got our first question in today for our Q&A show. This is from PK Sinha, actually in India. He says, "Hi Chris, my question is, what prevents venomous animals being knocked off by their own venom? For example, as the venom is being made in the glands. If I inject a cobra venom into a cobra, would it die?"
Fabulous question. The reason that snakes don't poison themselves, the reason that scorpions don't poison themselves from the venom they make in their stings or in their fangs, is because it's kept in a very special compartment in the body that's specifically designed not to let the venom out and not to be sensitive to the effect of the venom. Now, what happens in a snake's poison glands is that there are specialised cells that have got genes turned on in those cells that tell them how to make the cocktail of proteins, because snake venom is a protein, which they then squirt out into a special system of ducts that are lined by these cells that are designed not to be sensitive to the venom. So the venom gets produced in these cells, it trickles down these ducts and into a special bag which holds it and keeps it safe and out of the rest of the snake's body until it's needed. And then when the snake wants to bite somebody, of course its teeth are hollow. And if you look at a cobra, it's got curved teeth. And the idea of this is that these very sharp teeth, which are curved, mean the snake can lock onto something, hook its teeth in, and then muscles around the bag containing the venom contract, and it squirts the venom out of that bag, down the hollow teeth, and inside the tissue of the victim. And that means that when it gets into normal tissue, there are no defences in the normal tissue against the venom like there are in the specialist tissue in the glands that make the venom. I suppose you can think of this as being identical to your stomach, because we make digestive juices in the stomach, including acid and enzymes that can break down our body. But they don't break us down, they just break down our food, because the stomach has a special lining that protects it from the effects of the digestive enzymes and the acid. So, in other words, it's pretty much the same thing going on in the snake's glands, so that it doesn't actually get the poison coming out of the gland and into the rest of the snake. Great question.
So if you did inject a cobra with cobra venom, it would actually really suffer. So if it sort of bit its own tongue or something, then it really would be in trouble.